Will a man rob God? Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. It's a serious question that comes from the prophet Malachi, and we spend some time considering his warnings in my new book, The Worst Financial Mistakes in the Bible and How You Can Avoid Them. God commanded the Israelites to give both tithes and offerings to support the work of the priests. Without knowledge of God's commands and principles, the Israelites would be unable to fulfill their purpose as His chosen people. But Malachi called the Israelites robbers because their bad behavior had tangible, quantifiable impact. The people didn't have to speculate about the consequences of robbing God. Malachi 3:9 states it bluntly, "You're under a curse, your whole nation, because you're robbing me." Honoring God by giving back to the work of the Lord a percentage of what He's given us is commanded in the Scripture. But I'm sad to report that the more money a person has, research indicates the less likely they are to give. Giving levels were higher during the Great Depression of the 1930s when incomes were low compared to today. When we give, God promises, "See if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that there will not be room enough to store it." Now, this passage is not the prosperity gospel. That's heresy, that we should demand of God to make us rich or give to God in order to get something back. This is the divine law of generosity, which says clearly that we must give by faith while trusting completely in God to provide for our own needs. It's faith in action. It's putting our money where our mouth is. To learn more, go to MyMoneyLife.org and check out my new book, The Worst Financial Mistakes in the Bible. It's available for a donation of any amount. At MyMoneyLife.org, you can also download a free chapter to get started.